This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect Aotearoa. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. And today we lead with news that Omicron surge in Australia is decapitating the workforce. It is about to do the same in China, it seems. But first, US jobless claims rose last week and by more than was expected seasonally. There are now more than 2 million people on these benefits, although on a seasonal and population-adjusted basis, this is the lowest level in almost 50 years and below pre-pandemic levels, of course. US producer prices didn't rise in December quite as much as feared, and the big 9.7% year-on-year rise was lower than the November level. Both results suggest that there is some topping out in the wholesale price pressure there. Meanwhile, a top Fed official confirmed they are fully engaged in fighting the inflation threat, confirming they've abandoned the transitory view. And that may mean three rather than two rate hikes in 2022, with the first in March when their bond buying will probably end. One Fed member sees four increases in 2022. China's foreign direct investment inflows are starting to slip, according to December data released late yesterday. And meanwhile, Omicron is spreading in China and another port city is now in lockdown. The global impacts on supply chains won't be helped by this, as congestion is growing in the world's biggest port as shippers try to reroute goods. The threat to global trade from this is actually enormous. And it's not just Chinese ports that are getting more snarled. The giant US West Coast ports, especially in Los Angeles, are still struggling to clear long embedded backlogs. Outbound freight rates for containerized cargoes from China are rising again, which is not a good sign. Freight rates for bulk cargoes, however, are falling again, now down to year-ago levels. Japan's machine tool orders stayed high in December, up 40% from a year ago. This is an historically high level, even if it's slightly lower than for the prior 2 months, and is 16% higher than for December 2019. This data is important because it confirms that global manufacturers are back investing heavily in productivity again. In the meantime, we can note that the copper price has risen above $10,000 a tonne again. Tin is now above $40,000 a tonne for the first time ever, and nickel is back over $22,000 a tonne, a decade high. Lithium carbonate is now back up to $48,000 a tonne and rising fast. The leap in non-ferrous metal prices is a long-term signal that price pressures will remain tough to mitigate. In a similar vein, we should note that the local price of carbon, in New Zealand units, has jumped to $71 a tonne in the past few days. That compares with the EU's carbon permit price at $133 a tonne and flatlining in 2022. More than 10% of the Australian workforce may be off the job due to Omicron isolations now, the Australian Treasury is estimating, and it is having a serious impact on basic services, including supplying supermarket shelves. Some say their entire food chain is out of whack. The US Treasury 10-year yield opens today at 1.72% and unchanged, and the price of gold starts today at $1,819 an ounce and down $6 since this time yesterday. But oil prices are back up firmer today, up $1.50 to just on $82 a barrel in the US, while international Brent price is now just over $84.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today firmer again at 68.8 US cents and a further quarter cent rise. Against the Australian dollar, we're firmer at 94.3 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're firm at 60 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index starts today up to 72.8. And the Bitcoin price has essentially moved sideways since this time yesterday, down a bit less than a percent to $43,179. Volatility over the past 24 hours has been modest at plus or minus 1.8%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again on Monday.